Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551, ray at rte.ie. Our next guests are the brother and sister duo who are responsible for the best-selling children's books The Unlikely Rise of Harry Sponge and The Fart That Changed the World. It's actor and writer and TV presenter Stephen Mangan and illustrious illustrator, his sister Anita Mangan. And they're back to talk to us again on the show. Good afternoon, Stephen and Anita. Hello, 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 hello. Hello. The new book is The Great Reindeer Rescue and there is a fart in it.
There has to be. I mean, it's like Hitchcock appearing in his movies. I have to put one now in every book. It's my trademark. So other people have classier trademarks, but what can you do? You get you work with what you're given.
Yeah. But it's known and scientifically proven that children enjoy farts. That's it.
Children, Ray. I mean, I find them hilarious.
The Great Reindeer Rescue is the new book, and it's brilliant. Congratulations to you both. So you're settling into this writing, Stephen.
I am. I love it. I mean, who'd have thought, firstly, that I'd end up working with my sister? If you told me that when I was 10, I would not have believed you, but it's a total joy. And I just love writing and sitting at a desk. You know, I mean, when you work in television or films, it can take months and years to achieve what you want to achieve. But in writing a book, you sit there and you create whole worlds and universes with a few taps on a keyboard. I absolutely love it. You know, and writing for children is a joy too, because I think, you know, the age I write for, 8 to 12, they're old enough to get some quite sophisticated ideas, but they're also young enough, they'll go with you anywhere, you know, and then you can take them into magic worlds and strange ideas and big characters and adventures, and they'll come with you. So I'm loving it.
Anita, can I ask you about your brother? Is he a man who's never grown up?
Yeah, absolutely. He is a big kid, but you know, he writes to make himself laugh and to make me laugh, and I draw to make him laugh. So, you know, the sillier the better, basically. That's what we're both into.
Now there are two heroes of the piece, and I'm not giving away much here, but there's Dave, the new reindeer on Santa's team, and Holly, who he befriends by accident. Dave is this, he reminds me a bit of myself in that when he's nervous, he talks a lot.
He knows he's talking too much and he can't stop. Yeah. The reindeer, Blixen, has been retired because Blixen just getting on a bit and can't quite keep up with the pace. So Santa's hired a new reindeer for this Christmas, and that's Dave. And he's pulling the sleigh along with the rest of them, but yeah, I think like all of us do this on a first day of a new job or the first day of school. You get so much nervous tension and excitement. Will people like me? Will they steal my lunch money? Will everything go okay? And he just can't stop talking. But he sort of ruins Christmas by inadvertently sending all the reindeer to the four corners of the earth, and Santa disappears too. Yeah. So he teams up with this little girl called Holly, and they have to find all the other reindeer to try and save Christmas.
Now, importantly, he's just behind Rudolph, and Rudolph is, you know, he's cock of the hoop, he knows it. And there's that lovely passage of dialogue where Rudolph is introducing himself to new guy Dave. Will you read that for us?
I will, of course, yes. Rudolph at the front snorted and tossed his head again. He didn't like the conversation not being about him. "Yeah, I'm Rudolph," he said to Dave, even though Dave already knew that. "Santa tells me I'm the best reindeer he's ever had, and I believe him. I'm amazing. I'm fast. I'm strong. I've got a great sense of direction. I look wonderful. My hooves are the shiniest. My coat is the smoothest. I'm the most hydrated reindeer of all time, and even my farts smell like perfume. You're going to love working with me, Derek." "My name's Dave." "Sure. So watch and learn, Derek. Watch and learn." He's very main character energy, Rudolph. He really thinks he's the bee's knees. As my wife would say, if he had two heads, he'd kiss himself to death.
And if he was chocolate, he'd eat himself, isn't that?
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
That's Rudolph, yeah. There's a lovely illustration on page 100, Anita. Ooh. And it's Holly looking over this sea of presents. And I had a bit of a Where's Wally moment there, trying to find out various presents. Is there a Hurley stick there? Or is that my imagination?
Yes. We're on the phone to Ireland, so yes, it's a hurling stick.
Is it
not
a
hockey stick?
Yes. It is,
yes,
of course.
It definitely is.
It's there, front and centre. I'm looking at it there, and there's a cricket bat there, so I'm taking that as a hurling stick. Is that okay? That's fine. Great.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah. You must have had fun doing that. It's an amazing drawing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it took a while. And, you know, but I love getting into the detail like that with drawings. I just, I get quite, you know, obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But no, it's always great fun. I listen to good music and then, just get on with those presents.
That's where Santa stores his presents. So he has the sign up: strictly no admittance to anyone other than the Big Cheese, Santa Baby, Senor Claus, the Boss Man, Red Suit Guy, Saint Nick, Captain Red Pants. Yeah, that's great.
I wrote that bit. I snuck in a few
words.
Oh,
did you? Oh, look
at you. I went above and beyond my station. Stephen didn't notice.
Yeah.
So,
There's great characters in it. Mr. and Mrs. Throat Badger and the two twins, Dorothy and Griselda Dithers. Dithers. And there's time travelling and there's time freezing and all sorts of things. And it's a great read. Stephen and Anita, every time something like this happens and there's a lovely celebration, you obviously miss your parents. And I know part of the reason that you do everything you do, Stephen, is because your mum died at a time in your life when you went, well, look, life is short. Let's do whatever I can.
Yeah, she died at 45, and I just left university. I'd had a law degree. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. Well, I knew I wanted to be an actor, but I didn't think it was possible. Her mother had died at 47. So, you know, you look at the sort of way things have gone for the family, 47 for my grandmother, 45 for my mum, and you suddenly think, I might only have 20 years left here. You know, I need to do what I love rather than what I feel I ought to do. So I ditched the law, and it was the best decision I ever made. I went to drama school and became an actor, and now I'm a writer. So, yeah, you know, life is short, and you realise, hopefully before it's too late, that you've got to get on and live the life you want to live rather than the life maybe that you feel you ought to live.
And is it still the driving force for you?
It is. I mean, hopefully not in a morbid way, or
no,
in a kind of but you know, I think it's good to be reminded every now and again that things don't last forever and that you should look around occasionally and appreciate where you are and get on with it, because I think I get a great set. I'm very busy. I do a lot of different things, but I get satisfaction from that. I like the fact that, you know, I get to the end of the year and it's that we're getting to that time of the year when you look back at what's gone on and you know that I put a lot of effort in and did as much as I could, because you know, there'll be a day when no one will want to give me an acting job or no one will read my books.
I can't imagine that day coming any day soon. Anita, so you and Stephen are quite close. You've illustrated lots and lots of books on your own. What are your childhood memories like, yourself and himself?
Of just being at home.
Yeah.
Well, you know, back in the day when we didn't have much to entertain us, we kind of came up with our own ideas, and we were very we loved doing a play or a dance routine, or fighting. But yeah, you know, happy, but you know, wrestling and laughing in equal measure. You know, fighting and playing in equal measure.
Yeah.
But very inventive. Yeah, because we were constantly bored, so we'd have to make up our own games. You know, there wasn't a phone or a tablet to just play on. So,
Your parents are from Ireland.
Yes.
And did you get a sense, and this is a ridiculous question in a way, but did you get a sense that it was an Irish-tinged Christmas that you celebrated back in the day?
Well, we had Kimberley biscuits left out for Santa, didn't we?
Yeah, and some silver mints as well.
Yes, there you go. Pure Irish, yeah.
And we'd have my mum's brothers and sisters and, you know, big family, you know, like a lot of Irish families. So, yeah, definitely.
Now, both of you have appeared on Celebrity Gogglebox together.
Yes.
Anita, you've appeared on Celebrity Portrait Artist of the Year. That's a bit of nepotism there, or sibling favouritism. So how was the Gogglebox experience?
Oh, so fun. I mean, you know, just laughing and shrieking. And
that does feel like we're 10 years old again, you know, back sitting on the sofa at home watching telly and chatting about it. I mean, it's an amazing show. When you describe it to anyone who doesn't know it, it's like they film people watching television, but it's something really amazing about it. I don't know what it is.
When you're allowed to talk, when, you know, I never talk when I'm watching TV normally.
Doesn't your husband allow it?
They're running commentary. But it is so fun, and they pick, you're there for 3 hours filming, but they pick, you know, the best 2 minutes of your time. So, it's great fun.
And it's okay for you, Anita, because you don't work in the, you know, the telly business. But for you, Stephen, would you have to be careful about what you say?
Yeah, I suppose if something comes on and it's a friend of mine in it,
yes.
I'm probably not going to sit there and slag it off.
No,
you know, because the thing is, you know yourself making any creative endeavour how hard it is, and sometimes things don't go well. So I think it's more about trying to comment in a funny way, and in a way, it says more about us. I mean, us, the two of us shrieking at horror films.
Oh.
I mean, Anita screamed so loud I nearly hit the ceiling. That's what's fun, rather than sitting there and going, oh, they're not very good, or that's not a very good show. You're just trying to, try and be as warm but funny at the same time. That's the gig, I think.
You've three boys, Jack, Frank and Harry. And Holly is the hero of the piece in the new book, The Great Reindeer Rescue. How do they feel about that?
Well, they've all had their own book, so they should be,
They should be grateful.
They should be grateful with what they've got. Holly is actually my sister-in-law, and Dave is my brother-in-law. So I'm widening the, and I've got 50 or 52 first cousins to get through. So there'll be plenty of books before I run out of names.
And a lot of them are still in Ireland, over in Belmullet and down in
they
Cork
are,
and in
Belmullet,
Dublin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We've got an Offaly and Trim and all over the place. You can't move 20 yards without bumping into a Mangan or a Donoghue over there.
And your Irish heritage and connections, are you constantly reminded, when you're out at something, do people sidle up to you and go, Stephen, I'm from Offaly there, I know your cousin, or do you get that anywhere?
I do, I do, I get that, and also there are people who are second generation, so those people who were born and brought up in England like we were, but feel Irish, and that sort of thing of feeling like you come from two different places, back there and then over in London. And so you get to talk to a lot of people who talk about the long journey back to, the drive up to Liverpool, the 8-hour ferry to Dublin, and then the 6.5-hour drive to Mayo and things like that.
Home.
Yeah.
I feel that the two of you have, this slagging that we have. It's a sort of this affectionate slagging that the Irish have that the English sometimes don't get.
Yeah, completely. That's the highest form of affection, is just take the mickey out of somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's how you show you love each other.
Oh, there you are, Darcy, you baldy fecker. That sort of thing.
And also, taking people down, no one likes anyone who gets too big for their boots.
Yes.
So my sisters are very handy if I ever display any.
Keep his feet well and truly on the ground.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Maybe that's why the Rudolph character is so well written.
That sort of character I love. I did a show called Green Wing and I played a pompous, arrogant English bloke, and that just sort of thing makes me laugh. People who think they're the bee's knees and no one else thinks that.
How do you play those so well?
I don't know. There you go. That's what I get.
Yeah, there you go. You walk straight into that one. Well done, Anita.
Into that one. Hook, line and sinker.
The Great Reindeer Rescue is in bookshops now. Stephen Mangan wrote it and his sister Anita illustrated it, and it's a great book, recommended from here. Thank you both, Stephen and Anita. Happy Christmas. Bye now.
And to you. Cheers, Ray.
Bye.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.